Hello, this is Sean Kennedy, the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
This is Karen Rausch, the Clinical Managing Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights to the July 2012 issue. On the cover this month, we have this fabulous, colorful photo of a farmer's market showing seasonal fruits and vegetables and a reminder of healthful foods that should be on everyone's plate no matter what the season. And we chose this photo not just to highlight the summer season, but also to highlight what we should be eating, and to tie it into some startling figures that have come out recently about the obesity epidemic that's happening in this country. The IOM has come out with a new consensus report called Accelerating Progress in Obesity Prevention, Solving the Weight of the Nation, and it spearheads a campaign that they're doing with the CDC and also with HBO, and there's a television documentary called The Weight of the Nation, a four-part series, and it's summarizing what's happening in this country and delineating recommendations for ways to prevent it. I do talk a little bit more about this in the editorial as well. Karen, why don't you talk a little bit about the two CE features this month?
Okay, this month we have first our original research piece is Facilitators and Barriers to Clinical Practice Guideline Use Among Nurses. There's often a gap between the evidence for best practice and the actual care that patients receive. And the clinical practice guidelines exist to try to close that gap, but they only are useful as the extent to which they're being used, and sometimes that's not enough. So this study looked at what the facilitators or barriers to their use are among nurses, and with really in order to understand so that systems and could be devised that will help nurses use the guidelines. Our second CE feature is therapeutic hypothermia after cardiac arrest. Irreversible brain damage and death are common adverse outcomes after cardiac arrest, but the use of induced therapeutic hypothermia has been found to improve survival. So this article discusses the efficacy of therapeutic hypothermia, talks about the various induction methods, the adverse effects, and gives the nursing care that's specific to patients undergoing this procedure. More and more hospitals are doing this. It's becoming a standard of care. So this article will be very helpful for nurses to understand that procedure.
Great. And so those are the two CE features. We also have two other features. One is diabetes under control, and this article talks about the dietary supplements and probiotics that many people are using, not just diabetic patients, but a recent survey of adult diabetic patients found that 67% were using some kind of dietary supplement or vitamin. And while this is not an exhaustive article covering everything, it does provide information on the common supplements that many people use, and such as cinnamon, vinegar, and probiotics. Hibiscus flowers and hibiscus tea is one of the ones that they do talk about. So it's an interesting article. And I found it interesting in that some of these very common spices and flowers and items do exert positive effects on hyperglycemia. Another feature we have is an article in our community on the Bridge Clinic. And this is a clinic that was started by a nurse practitioner when she realized that patients, many of them homeless and in vulnerable populations, were often being discharged from this large public hospital in San Francisco, San Francisco General Hospital, and because they were looking for clinic visits after their hospitalization, it took them many weeks to get a clinic visit and got lost to the system. So this nurse practitioner proposed a bridge clinic that she works. And basically what it does is sees people within a week of discharge and really just helps them bridge the gap until they get hooked up with a primary care provider in one of the clinics. The outcomes were impressive, and we're very pleased to bring this to you. There's also a podcast with the authors, and you can listen to that on AJN Online as well. We also, of course, have news and AJN Reports and Reflections and Drug Watch and several other articles. We also do have another article related to diabetes, but it can really be used with any population with chronic disease. And it talks about the use of lay people in the community, community health workers, who act as encouragers, supporters, navigators, and ties to the community and helping community members deal with their illnesses, and in this case, specifically diabetes. I do want to point out that one of the news stories that we did cover this month is a report on which we did talk about in a prior issue of AJM, but this one is on restoring the nursing presence at the World Health Organization. And the ICN had sent a letter to Director General Margaret Chan, and in this particular article we do talk about Chan's response, which the ICN feels is inadequate, and we explore a little bit more about why the ICN and many nurses feel it's so important that the nursing presence at the World Health Organization be restored. So there is a podcast with David Benton associated with this article, and David is the CEO of the International Council of Nurses, and he talks about what ICN has done to advocate for more nursing presence at the policymaking tables. So that pretty much covers our July issue. We hope you take it with you to the beach or read it on your iPad. You can download your iPad app if you haven't done so already. And you can also read us on Facebook. And our blog is AJN Off the Charts at WordPress. If you would like to get in touch with myself or Karen, our clinical managing editor, please email me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
And you can email me at karen.rausch@walterskluwer.com.
We'd love to hear from you and highlight. We're always looking to highlight nurses who are doing good work. So if you're doing a project you think is worthy of highlighting and that someone else might replicate it in their institution or community setting, please do get in touch with us. Thanks very much.